You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Nicholas has weakened into a tropical depression as it crawls across southern Louisiana, unleashing heavy rain across the coasts of Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. It's unwelcome weather for survivors of Hurricane Ida, which destroyed thousands of rooftops, now covered with tarps. The National Weather Service says the lower deep south is in for days of rain as Nicholas lingers over central Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards has warned residents to expect flash flooding and to avoid traveling in areas with heavy rainfall.
Quite often we do have individuals who drown, especially when we have these types of rain events where the primary risk is through flash flooding. And that's what we're seeing with respect to Nicholas.
Edwards said some areas in southern and central Louisiana are expected to receive anywhere from 4 to 10 inches of rainfall as Nicholas slowly moves eastward. Power outages is another concern, as more than 100,000 people are without power and restoration could be hampered by severe weather. Many deaths from Hurricane Ida were from excessive heat, as elderly residents had no power for air conditioning. Dr. Joseph Cantor, medical director for the Louisiana Department of Health, asked people to check in on their neighbors.
Do not assume that your neighbors and loved ones are okay. Do not assume that they have power just because you have power. And I'll ask you, as inclement weather comes in and moves through, please check on the folks around you who are elderly and vulnerable.
Dr. Cantor said there are medical special needs centers set up throughout the state to help and to call 911 for emergency assistance. Physicians in neighboring states say they are seeing an uptick in people from Texas seeking abortions. The increase comes after Texas this month enacted one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country, banning the procedure as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Dr. Warren Hearn is with the Boulder Abortion Clinic in Colorado. He told NPR's Here and Now he has long seen patients from all over the country.
So we get a lot of patients from red states, but last week, for example, we had half of my patients were from Texas. So wherever the abortion restrictions are severe, we tend to get more patients from those states.
The U.S. Department of Justice last week sued Texas in an effort to overturn the new law. And according to Arkansas health officials, a military medical team from outside Arkansas is now working alongside medical professionals at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock, providing much-needed assistance. The state-run hospital and medical school has been struggling with a staffing shortage amid the COVID-19 pandemic. UAMS Medical Center welcomed the 23-person Army team to the facility earlier this week. The team includes physicians, nurses, and respiratory therapists. UAMS is one of 10 medical centers across the country that is using military medical staff. The team will be in place for about a month. Due to staff shortages, state hospitals have applied to the Department of Defense for assistance. The Federal Emergency Management Agency helped facilitate the requests. There's a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms today. The high temperatures should reach the upper 80s. This is Red River Radio.